I got some more pictures back, so I thought I'd dictate you another tape and describe some of them to you. Some of these are from, well, in fact, most of them are from, all of them are from Vung Tau. And again, it's spelled V-U-N-G, capital T-A-U. Now, the first picture, which is listed as picture number 3, is a picture of one of the airplanes that I sent you in the last roll of film. You could see one of them in the air, and this is looking at the back of them, and you see that ramp there. That's where we all climb in and sit down and take off for our flight. This next picture is a picture of the actual plane that I took, which is a little bit different type, but opens up the same way, and this flew us there from Kuchi. This is taken at Kuchi Airport and flew us down to Vung Tau in about 30 minutes. Now, the next picture is one taken at the beach, right near the hotel that we stayed in. And this is actually the Vietnamese beach, and it's off limits to GIs, but we snuck down there. The tide is way out, and on the right you can see umbrellas that they have set up and a row of palm trees and a few Vietnamese people. You can see some kids in the water there. It's really a very lovely spot. Next is taken at the same beach, looking out towards the ocean. You can see all the ships out in the background. These are the cargo ships that bring supplies into the port. There is a port right there at Vung Tau. The boy in the foreground is pulling in a fishing net. This is a nylon net, and I'll show you another picture of his father holding the other end. His father is way to the right, and what they do is they walk out about maybe 25 yards from shore and just lay out this net and then pull it in the shore, and they usually catched about 20 fish in each time they brought the net in. And the next is picture number 7 and shows the boy and his father. You see his father in the background, and the boy held one end of the net and the father walked out in a big circle, and now they're pulling in the net, and they're going to take all the fish out. And what they do with this fish is they either, if they have enough, they sell it, but if they don't have enough, they just have enough for food, well, this is the food that they eat every day. This is another picture showing a close-up of the boy, and Ruth, the fella standing there in the Bermuda shorts, is Mike Chun. Again, he's from Hawaii. He went to Punahou, and I think he lives in Kaneohe, which is just near Kailua. The next picture here is a close-up of the fisherman. You can see he's wearing this sort of a like a raincoat top, but he's just walked all the way out just about up to his neck and dropped the fishing line. You can see the fishing line with the little floats in it. I don't see any fish in it right there, although I think the fisherman may have one in his hand, a little tiny one. You'll see some fish in just a little while. This is a picture looking in the other direction, and it was a sort of a dark, cloudy day. That's why the picture's not too bright, but you can see some bigger fishing boats right there, and I'll take some close-ups of those smaller boats in a few minutes. In fact, this next picture, number 11, shows a woman and her husband who are in their canoe, which is sort of, it looks like it's been man-made, and they are fixing their fishing net, and they're going to go out and drop a net out in the deep water. And on the left there, you can see a little bigger fishing boat than the other one. The next picture is number 12, and this is, I think, one of my best pictures that I've taken since I've been here. And this shows a fisherman in his wooden boat, and he's fixing his net. You see, he's holding the net with his big toe, pulling it real tight, and then he's got a piece of thread in his right hand and a long needle, and he's fixing his net. And he's gonna, as soon as he gets it fixed, he's gonna go offshore and drop it in the water and try to catch some fish. Now the next one, number 13, shows some fishermen, and actually there's a couple of kids in there too, and they just come in, and you can see they got a big net there, and in the net are just hundreds of little fish, and they are sitting there opening up the net and picking out all these little fish. Now, this is probably too much fish for them to eat, so they'll take them to the marketplace, which I'll show you later, and they'll sell them in the morning to people who come who are not fishermen and want to buy fish to eat. The next picture is picture number 14, and this is the marketplace. And this shows all the fish. See, these are the women, the wives of the fishermen. And they have the fish all laid out there. Most of them are not cleaned. Some of them are chopped up into pieces, so that somebody may just want to buy half a fish. But they're right on the ground on little plastic mats, and people just walk by and look at the fish and bargain with the people for whatever they want to pay. And they pay in the piastres. Remember, I sent you some piastres. Now, this next picture is also of the fish market and shows a lady. I can't see it too well, but it looks like she's cutting the head off a fish. She's getting ready to clean it to sell it to somebody. You notice the women all wear these straw hats, and that's because it's so warm and it keeps the sun out of their eyes and keeps them sort of cool. The next picture shows some of the vegetables in the market. And there are all kinds of vegetables. Ruthie, there are vegetables I've never even seen before, and a lot of them look very strange. Like the watermelon here is perfectly round, and grapefruit is it comes in a green skin that's about 3 inches thick, and you peel it away, and inside is a grapefruit. But this shows the people milling around the marketplace, and these people have all hand carried these things in from the outlying farms and display them where people can come by and buy them. You notice that most of the stuff is on the ground, and of course people are coughing and spitting, and nothing is too clean at this place. The next one shows a meat market, and this is, I think, some pork hanging up on a rack and the sun shining on it. And of course this is taken about 11 o'clock in the morning, and these women have been out here since 6 a.m. with this meat just hanging out, and there's no doubt that it was cut the day before and not refrigerated. And in fact, you have no idea how long it's been laying out there, so you wouldn't want to buy any. Picture 18 is again another picture of the meat, and showing this big chunk of fat just hanging. And I guess this is mutton. And you can see some other meats hanging in the background. You can see one of the women slicing up some meat in the foreground. And I imagine meat is a hard commodity to come by, and it's certainly expensive, and so not many people eat much of it. This next picture is another one of the vegetable market, and you can see some tomatoes. They have beautiful tomatoes, and some cabbage, and all kinds of greens. And of course they make food like the chop suey that we eat, and so they use all these various different kinds of vegetables. In the background you can see one of the some of the signs, some of the Vietnamese writing on it.